Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription Hearts in Harmony and brings you today Kay Kaiser, star of the radio world, who in a moment will tell you about a star of the food world featured at your Kroger store. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. And here's why this star of the food world gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store. That's where you'll find Kroger cut beef and many other outstanding stars of the food world. And now to tell you about a famous star of the soap world featured at your Kroger store, here's Kay Kaiser.
Howdy, folks. How y'all? This is Kay Kaiser with news for all you ladies. Doctors prove the palm olive plan brings 2 out of 3 women lovelier complexions in 14 days. Yes, ma'am, 36 doctors tested and proved the palm olive plan. So, yes, get palm olive today.
Get palm olive soap at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands, the stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. An operation designed to save Barry Carlton's life has been successful, though for a while, Barry failed to respond. But now, hours later, Penny Gibbs' mother comes to Penny's hospital room with the first really good news Penny has had since the automobile accident. Grace says,
Penny, Barry's regained consciousness.
Oh, Mother, has he really?
Yes, I just left Mrs. Carlton. Dr. Weston came in and got her, and she's going to talk to Barry in a little while.
That means he'll be all right now, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly means the operation was a success. There's no doubt about that.
I don't have any doubts about Barry now, either. And this was the important thing, this operation. Once he got by that, he was going to be all right. I've been sure about that all along.
Oh, he still has a long way to go before he's completely out of danger, darling.
I know. Oh, Mother, I prayed he'd come out of the operation all right, and my prayers were answered. Now I'm going to pray that he'll be completely well again. I know those prayers will be answered, too.
Honest prayers usually are, dear.
Mother?
Hmm?
Won't they let me see him? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't, dear. I doubt if it'll be right away, though. He's still awfully weak. Penny, you're not very strong yourself.
I'm all right.
Oh, you think you are. But you just keyed up over the good news about Barry. Still have to take it very slowly, darling. Or when Barry is strong enough to have a visit from you, you won't be strong enough to visit him.
I'll see Barry if I have to crawl all the way.
Now, wouldn't you be a pretty sight trying to crawl into Barry's room in bandages and cast?
I guess I'd have a pretty hard time of it. Oh, Mother, I do so want to see him.
Well, when it's right for you to see him, I'll take you to him, Penny.
I guess I'll just have to wait, won't I?
And patiently.
Well, I will wait, but not patiently. You know, Mother, there's a funny thing about all this. I wasn't a bit afraid. I was sure I was dying, but I wasn't a bit afraid.
Well, I'm relieved to know that. Glad to know you weren't afraid.
Maybe no one is who's dying. Maybe God takes care of that.
Maybe he does.
You don't want to talk about it, do you?
I'd rather not, dear.
I'm sorry. It seems all right to talk about it now. It seems so far away.
It was only a few days ago, darling.
I know. It seems like centuries, though.
Well, someday this will all be so big in your mind it might have happened centuries ago. That's one nice thing about our memories that blots out the unhappy things in our past.
Exaggerates the happy ones, hmm? Oh, Mother, I'll never forget today. This is one of the happiest days of my life. The news about Barry just couldn't have been any better.
Well, I hope there's still better news in a day or two. There may be. Mrs. Carlton talked to Dr. Reynolds, who operated on Barry. Dr. Reynolds says that if Barry continues to gain strength during the next 72 hours, he'll be completely out of danger, well on his way to recovery.
The next 72 hours,
mm-hmm.
Huh? How many prayers in all will God accept from one person?
As many as that person can say.
Oh, he'll get a record number from me during the next 72 hours. I bet he'll say that Penny Gibbs is the prayingest person he's ever listened to. And I hope he does listen.
I'm sure he'll listen, dear. He'll listen to us all.
You'll pray for Barry, too, Mother, won't you?
No, I will, darling. I have already. All of us have, all along. We've prayed for both of you. And it seems that our prayers about you have already been answered.
Oh, then concentrate them all on Barry, will you?
Well, most of them. But you're still in need of a few until Dr. Weston and Dr. Ryan say you're ready to go home.
I wonder when that'll be.
Not for a long time yet.
Why not?
Penny, you're not to rush things. Haste can undo all the progress you've made. You still have a long way to go.
Oh, nonsense. I'm almost well. They're even taking more of the bandages off my face tonight or tomorrow.
Well, the injuries on your face aren't the serious ones, Penny. You were hurt worse around your shoulders and chest, and that's where the progress has been the slowest and will take the longest. And that's where there's still danger, dear.
Darling, I won't have a relapse if that's what you and the doctors are afraid of. Now that Barry's so much better, I'm just that much better myself. Wonder if Mrs. Carlton's seen him yet.
Oh, when I left her, Dr. Weston was telling her she could see him in a few minutes. He just wanted to tell her a few things first.
Oh, maybe she's seeing him now. Oh, I wonder how he is and how he feels.
Well, I'm sure he's wondering the same thing about you, dear. And I know Mrs. Carlton's going to be happy to tell him that you're well and doing fine and thinking constantly.
You must lie perfectly still,
please,
my son. And let me do most of the talking. You're very weak, Barry. But you're going to be all right.
I feel weak, Mother. Am I very ill?
Yes, Barry. Very ill. You've just had an operation.
What for?
You were in an accident, Barry. You were badly hurt in an accident.
An accident?
In your automobile.
Automobile? Why... Mother. Mother, where's Penny? How's Penny? I remember now. I remember the accident.
Please, my son. You mustn't try to move. You must lie still and talk very little. Penny's all right.
But where is she?
Here, in the hospital.
Won't she come in and see me?
She can't just yet, dear. She was hurt, too.
Badly? Is she hurt badly?
She's been in bed almost a week.
A week? The accident was last night. We were going to Heatherton to be married.
That was almost a week ago, Barry. You've been unconscious ever since the accident.
Oh. Does Penny know?
She knows you were badly hurt. She knows they operated on you today and that you're better.
Tell her I'll be all right. Tell her I love her. And I'll be all right.
Of course you'll be all right. And she knows you love her.
She doesn't think the accident was my fault, does she?
No, my son, she doesn't.
The little girl who ran across the road. What happened to her? Was she hurt, too?
No, she wasn't scratched.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Oh.
What is it, son?
Nothing, Mother. Only a little pain. I guess there's always little pain with things like this. Is Penny in much pain?
Not anymore.
That's good. When may I see her?
Soon. As soon as you're strong enough, and she's strong enough. The doctor said I could stay only a minute or two at a time, Barry. I had better not overstay the allotted time.
You'll be near her often, though, won't you?
Yes, my son. I won't leave the hospital until you're well again. And get well again, dear, because I love you very much.
I love you too, Mother. You know that. And I'll get well again. You know that too. Because I have you to live for and Penny to live for. A man doesn't need anything more to live for than two of the most wonderful people in the world.
When I told Julie that Dr. Reynolds was a brain man, she said she thought she could buy brains from him the way you buy ice from an ice man.
Oh, the little darling. She cheered you up, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, brought me this book.
Yes, I helped her pick it up. She wanted to bring you a bigger one, but I told her it was the story, not the size that counts.
She would want me to have the biggest and the best. I hope these bandages on my face didn't frighten her.
No, but Johnny said she cried after she left the hospital with him. She said you looked so hurt. Penny, she couldn't love you any more than if you were her own mother.
Oh, I'd like to be. She's an adorable child. Has there been any word from her mother since I've been in the hospital?
No, darling. Your friend Peg seems to have disappeared from the face of the earth.
I can't understand why she'd run away and leave her child.
Well, it might have been that George Lewis who talked her into it. Maybe something happened to both of them.
No, Mother, don't say that. I think we'll hear from Peg someday, and if we don't, Julie can have a home with Barry and me for as long as she wants.
I was wondering if you and Barry had ever talked about that.
Oh, yes, we did many times. He's as fond of her as I am. It'll be fun to have a ready-made daughter all of 6 years old. You know, Johnny looked tired when he was here.
Well, he's been working awfully hard, and you know Johnny. He hasn't had 2 hours sleep in a row since the accident.
Wish he wouldn't worry about me so much.
He can't help it, Penny. That's the way he feels about you. And he'll never get over it.
I wish he would. It's unfair to him.
I know. I told him that, too. But Johnny's doing what he wants to do, and he'll go on wanting to help you. Always, I guess.
I'm sure he will. And I love him very much and always will. I do wish he wouldn't feel he has to devote his life to me just because once we thought we were... Oh, someone's at the door. Answer it.
Of course, darling.
Maybe it's someone with more news about Barry.
Well, I hope so. May I come in?
Oh, Mrs. Carlton, of course.
Oh, come in, Mrs. Carlton. Have you seen Barry?
Yes. I just come from his room.
Oh, how is he, Mrs. Carlton?
Did you talk to him? Was he able to talk to you?
Yes, Penny, he was. We talked for just a few minutes, but I can give you a good report.
He's all right.
He's very weak, my child, and still a dangerously sick young man.
Oh, but
I told him that you were getting well, and when he heard that, I could tell by the look on his face that if it's up to him, he'll soon be well again, too.
So the operation was successful, and young Barry Carlton is on the road to recovery. Will Barry live to marry Penny Gibbs, or are things not as hopeful as they seem? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Now, yes, now, Kroger's great hot dated coffee brings you an opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or Adjust-O-Matic electric iron. 1,160 prizes are being given away in 5 weekly contests. The first week's contest closes Wednesday, October 15. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Listen in again, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.